Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Spike, for that great intro. We're here at the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I'm Steve Beatty. Thank you for joining us. We are fortunate to have Mike Caparso, one of the owners and founders of National Healthcare Access, and he has a national benefits brokerage firm that takes care of mid-sized businesses all across the country. Mike, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Good. How are you, Steve?
Doing good. So we always start out, give us a little bit of your background and tell us a little bit of how you got to where you're at today.
Well, in the late 1980s, my brother Frank and I were both working for a firm called DHI. We were doing managed care contracting. We were working as consultants. In 1990, we decided to go out on our own and launch our own firm called National Healthcare Access. Started in 1990 south of Cleveland, where we still have an office today. We've expanded with offices in Las Vegas and in San Diego, California. And over the 24 years that we've been in business, we have slowly but surely, you know, got some traction in the employee benefits arena. And we write companies in about 25 states right now. We have clients. We're licensed in just about every state. And primarily, we're writing businesses that have, you know, 30 or more employees. We have clients as high as 5 and 10,000, but our medium-sized group that we insure is probably 35 to 75 employees.
Yeah, cool. So, and Mike wants to, is focused on, as most benefit brokers are, on navigating the waters of the Affordable Care Act and all the changes that means for business owners and the health brokers who serve them. So tell us a little bit about your organization and how you're set up to help businesses do that, Mike.
Well, when the Affordable Care Act got passed, you know, a few years back, it really was a breaking moment in time for employee benefits firms or health insurance agencies of any size. It was the time where you had to define what your mission was as a company and where you were going to go, and you had to make a commitment. We've had to spend a lot of money in the subsequent years after that law was passed to make sure that we're protecting our clients. There are several compliance issues that are very difficult to navigate. And, you know, many small firms or multi-line firms have chosen not to make the commitment, the financial commitment, and stay in this arena. So there's been a lot of consolidation going on. Firms like ours are trying to, you know, buy up or gobble up some smaller firms or the health insurance, you know, end of a multi-line brokerage, because we have made that commitment financially to facilitate the needs of our clients and in their compliance with the new rules. And in doing so, we've had to spend some money. So we've gone out and got contracted with one of the largest labor law firms in the country. They issue statements about the Affordable Care Act that we can disseminate down to our clients. We've contracted with Milliman, which is, you know, the underwriting standard in the United States for health insurance, so that they may help us challenge, you know, some of the things coming down the pike on health rates. We've contracted with several HR firms, one of them that supports us through live bodies, and the other one is a firm called HR 360 that we contract with, and we actually make those services available to our clients at no cost. If they're a new client coming on, typically we'll make that the HR 360 service available at no cost. Today, you know, if we pick up some new clients here in the next month or so, we may throw in the ERISA compliance piece as well. We do have ERISA attorneys at our disposal, and we have a few outside auditing firms that will look at a health plan to determine if the plan is in compliance. Those items, along with, you know, reinvesting in Salesforce and getting it the capabilities of Salesforce up to where we need it to make sure we can support our clients effectively, those have all been long-term commitments that our firm has had to make to accommodate groups as we go through the Affordable Care Act. So we feel pretty good about eliminating that the fear that many business owners have with what's coming down the pike on the from the Affordable Care Act. And we, our mission is always to go in and say, listen, you're running your business and it may be a steel mill. And, you know, we don't expect you to know about health insurance just like we don't know about running a steel mill. So our goal is to make sure that we do not take any time away from their operations and what they've done successfully to get their company where it's at and paying attention to health insurance. So we try to eliminate that fear and anxiety by saying, listen, we're going to take that off your plate. We're going to make sure you're in compliance. You will not have any issues, and rely on our firm to hold your hand through this, you know, in the storm of the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that is obviously a big commitment of time and money on your firm's part, Mike, to do that. Do you find that business owners are navigating that storm, or do you see that most of them are out there floundering in the waves someplace at this point?
That's a good question, Steve, because there are many firms that, because of the chaos that has surrounded the Affordable Care Act, and you know, a couple of the items got pushed back once or twice, and you know, some of the mandates did not kick in when they were originally supposed to. So now many employers want to believe that, you know, another year will go by and they'll get another year to buy their time and they don't need to act. And I really do believe, we believe as a firm, that those extensions have just run their course and there's not going to be any more of them. So the employers that were aggressive, that wanted to get up and running and make sure that they did not have any issues at the last minute, We've dealt with them, and we have them running pretty smooth, and we know that we feel pretty good about their ability to pass a compliance audit. We do believe the last two quarters of this year are going to be probably the most, you know, busy quarters that we've had in 24 years, because there are so many employers who have wanted to wait to the last minute to address these issues, and they are going to come storming through the doors in the next two quarters.
So we really have three groups of employers, right, Mike? We have the employers with more than 100 lives, those with more than 50 lives, and those with less than 50 lives, right? Those are the kind of the three big categories according to the Affordable Care Act. So we always try on the show to focus on tips and strategies and ideas and precautions for our listeners. Let's start with 100 and over, because I think that's the one that has the most urgency in dealing with the Affordable Care Act. What are some tips or precautions that you have for employers with more than 100 lives sitting here August 1st, 2014?
Well, the employers with 100 lives or more are the ones that are going to be impacted immediately come January 1st of 2015, just, you know, 6 months from now, 5 months from now. However, even though it's many of the mandates kick in that date, a lot of the testing is going on back to where we are right now. So planning has to be done. There's going to be a look back period, and there's the look back period that the government put in place for employers to transition into the all the mandates of the Affordable Care Act is a backward-looking provision. So an employer can look back at any six-month period in 2014 to see if they test out at 100 employees or more. It's really given the employer an opportunity to say, listen, there was a six-month period here where we were under 100, therefore we have one more year to transition, even though we're at 110 employees now. So if an employer looked at a period from March to September of 2014, and those consecutive 6 months they did not have 100 employees, full-time employees on the, you know, employed, then they in fact do have another year to comply. They get the ability to go into the 50 to 100 rule, which is, you know, has been pushed off for 1 year.
Great. And so do you help employers do that?
Yeah, and the government doesn't really specify what 6 months. It's any 6 month period. So one of the things we do when we get engaged with an employer is that's one of the first things we want to look at. We want to look at their quarterly wage and tax statements or their payroll runs to figure out what category they're in. And if we see four consecutive quarterly wage and tax reports that they did in fact have over 100 employees, then there's going to be no, you know, testing period there where they may get some transitional relief. We know that they're going to have to be compliant come January 1.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, if I've got 50 or more, I believe that the mandates really don't kick in for another year, correct?
That is correct. They kick in January 1st of 2016 for employers between 50 and 100.
Is there anything that I need to be doing now? Any tips or precautions for those folks?
Well, one of the things we've been telling clients, Steve, is that, you know, it's never too early to start budgeting and being aware of the issues that are going to come down and come into play with your group, even though some of those mandates don't kick until January of 2016. We do have a compliance calendar that we make available to those clients. Well, we make it available to all of our clients to let them know what, you know, where the high water mark is each month or each quarter that they have to pay attention to that may impact them come January 2016, because there are going to be certain provisions that kick in 2016 as well, and some of that is look back. So you can look back and into 2015 and decide, you know, do I meet the 50 employee threshold? So if you can plan, if you're right around that threshold, and if you could plan to make sure you do have a 6 month period there or consecutive quarters where you don't have 50 employees, I mean, you know, that's going to be your ability to not offer health insurance plan.
And we talk about that all the time. It is so hard to get business owners to plan. Everyone's so busy fighting fires and what's going on today in their business and dealing with issues and doing it all day long. But it really is the key to be able to set aside some time and plan, isn't it? I mean, it makes a big difference in healthcare and every other area of the business, doesn't it?
It does, and that's one of the frustrating things for us as a firm is when we're reaching some of these employers who've kind of refused to acknowledge that this thing is going to be in play. A lot of them, for whatever reason, may have felt that there was a chance that the Affordable Care Act would be struck down or that many aspects of it would be struck down. And we as a firm, we just don't see that. And we rely on some very large law firms' interpretation of the law, and we've talked to the CEOs of Anthem Blue Cross and United Healthcare, and they too believe that it is here to stay. Now we have, you know, whatever the side of the aisle you sit on politics is not important to us. We are looking at a plan that's been presented to us. It's become law, and therefore we have to adapt our business to prepare for it. So our goal is to go out there and make sure that our clients are made aware of their rights and their opportunities to make sure that they plan. And, you know, the closer we get to 2015, the more employers will listen. We're not the only firm that believes that. A lot of the other firms that deal with employer health plans and compliance believe that the last two quarters of this year will be the busiest they've ever seen.
Yeah, there's no question. So if employers are listening and are taking our advice and are ready to plan, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Mike?
Well, the best way would be to call one of our offices or email me directly. My email is M as in Michael and my last name, Caparso, Caparso, at N as in National, HCAI.com. Or they can call our office. I'm actually in the Las Vegas office today. It's 702-617-1777. Or they can go to our website, which is nhcai.com. And we do get many contacts through the website. And of course, employers have been calling in. In all honesty, Steve, the last four quarters, you know, the first two of 2014, the last two of 2013 were the busiest quarters we've had in 24 years.
Wow. The busiest quarters in the last 24 years. No wonder you had to spend a lot of money and gear up. This Affordable Care Act is a huge undertaking for everybody, and I think your clients are fortunate to have someone like you that takes it so seriously and has spent the time and effort to educate yourself and build the infrastructure to help them. So thank you very much, Mike, for being on the show today. Have a great weekend. And again, please get in touch with Mike to plan ahead and review your coverage. Best way probably is to give him a call at the Las Vegas office, 702-617-1777. 877-877-7777. Mike, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. We're going to take a quick break, and then we've got business attorney Gina Bon Jovi joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with you.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of.
Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.